long ago and far from here, God sent an angel to shepherds as they watched through the night. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. For to you is born a baby who is the Savior you have longed for." We gather here tonight to hear again that old story. We gather to sing the old songs that spark joy and comfort in our hearts, to light candles that shine in the darkness. We gather tonight to hear those same words spoken to us. For to you is born this night a baby who is the Savior you have longed for. So, take a deep breath. Settle in. Perhaps you've been working hard these past weeks to create a perfect Christmas. Perhaps you've been much busier than usual. Perhaps you sit here tonight with a list of all the things that you need to finish in the next 24 hours. Let it go, just for a while. Perhaps you yourself feel full of goodness and light this season. Perhaps you sit here wishing you had done more to prepare the way for Jesus. Perhaps you just couldn't get in the Christmas spirit this year, whatever that means. Perhaps the season has been lonely or full of anxiety. Perhaps you sit here missing the person who used to sit beside you. Perhaps you are just ready for it to be over. In a few online groups that I'm part of, some with a number of other clergy in them, people have shared that they are not feeling very Christmassy this year. And I was moved by this response, a gentle reminder from Pastor Nadia Boltz Weber. She wrote, "Christ will be born on Christmas with or without us feeling Christmassy. Because this pattern of time, this story, these rituals and practices and songs have gone on long before us and will continue long after us. Sometimes we are floating in that river of faith, just swimming in it and feeling the transcendent warmth of the season. And other times, we seem to be standing in just half an inch of the stuff, not even enough to cover our feet. But the power of the river, its source and its destination changes not at all. And both things, whether you're submerged in it or barely having our feet in, are the same. There's no ranking system at work here. One is not better than the other. One does not count more. That's just not how this thing works. Thank God. Christmas isn't about how we feel, or what we've done, or what we haven't gotten done. We've been asked to prepare the way, to keep awake, to make room in our hearts. But here's the good news. Christmas isn't something that we can get right or do wrong. Christmas is about what God has done for us. Jesus was born into this world, not in spite of the world's pain and struggle, but because of it. And Jesus comes to walk with us in the midst of all that is messy and hard in our lives and in our world. So tonight, the angel is here among us with good news of great joy. We hear the message in the story we tell, in the songs we sing, in the prayers we lift up. We know it in the candlelight and the silent, peaceful moments. I bring you good news of great joy and hope and peace and love. A baby has been born who is the Savior you have longed for. And that is Christmas. All the rest of it, the trees, the gifts, the food, the songs, are simply there to help us celebrate that truth. The good news, which is the very heart of God. For God so loved the world that God sent the only Son to be born here, to live with us, to show us what it means to live in love. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.